All right. And the same thing with the practice building success system. Again, what's really nice with each one of these, that they all have offered some type of a free gift. So, and it's just another way to get further involved and understand more about what they're offering within their own scope of practice. If you were at the Shine Conference, you would have seen Dr. Kabeka. And so she, what she offered here for us had, it was a list of different things and discounts on some of her products. So like with the sexual CPR and again, with the Jolva, which she was explaining about at the Shine Conference. Many of you are familiar with Dr. Lynch and his work with genetic SNPs and methylation. And so he gave us access to many of the recordings within his community. So if you ever run out of things to do or study with us, know that you've got a couple of years worth at least of recordings here and other ways to increase your knowledge. And or if you're working on a particular topic and you want to know more about it. So let's say that you're working with somebody and you really want to understand more about their methylation and genetics. You might want to come back here and read or listen to Dr. Lynch, or maybe neurotransmitters, and you can come and listen to Dr. Jess Armin. Pardon me. And let's see, I'll take a look here. Starting to get concerned the way my computer is acting. Again, if nobody has had a chance to go into the practice building success system, this has got some great information too. I know last year we had Carmen Hunter on that told us a lot of information about the legal aspects of having a health coaching or other type of practitioner, wellness practitioner business. And I found that very helpful as well. So that is what is in there. This is kind of troublesome that it's doing this. Come on, baby. There you go. And again, as I go through this, if you guys have any questions, apparently I'm not supposed to be teaching you about this with the practice building success system. Has anybody gone through any of this with the practice building success system?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. Not yet. Then I really want to get here so that you can see where it's at, if my computer will let me. There we go. There we go. Come on. I know you can do this. You've done it before. There. I think we've got it. Maybe. There we go. Yay. And I don't know where many of you are in your building your practice, or maybe you're already there. I've found this area to be really helpful. I'm actually rebuilding my practice after being in this course and assisting Dr. Rita Marie over the last few years. And so I'm actually using Andrea Allen.
When we make muffins.
Okay, okay, thank you. I'm using Andrea Allen to help me in my business. And And it's because this is how I heard about her, was doing this. And you see here, Carmen Hunter, Miriam Zacharias, about building a niche. Many of you might be familiar with Rachel Feldman. And again, just like with the advanced clinical resource presenters, they also give some type of a gift. So, for example, with Andrea, she had a free 15-minute session or a $97 mini VIP day. So I did the mini VIP day with her first, and then just to get a sense to see if it was going to work. And so that's what I did. And so it's a really nice way to do it. And they all have just different great offerings. So if you're using or looking for something to build your business, this is one area to look at. The other one is, you'll see over here on the left, this is the six parts of the Practice Building Success System. And these are all the recorded audios that Dr. Rita Marie did to help you as you build your business. And that, again, that's what makes this course so great, is that not only do we give you all the science, we help you to figure out how to use that. All right. Any questions on that so far? No? Okay. So this is the tab that most people are interested in and probably zero in right away, is the module indexes. So this is where, with the drop-down box, it's going to have NEPT, but it'll also have your CMDS, IRSPT, PBSS, all of these different modules. When you start out, you always start out with foundations. And I'll just go over this a little bit. Because seeing the people that are here, I know you've been with us a little bit, so this is probably not completely foreign to you. Well, that's interesting. It's telling me I don't have access to module one. I wonder why. I am logged in as me, aren't I? Interesting. I do know that one of the things they're doing, and maybe that's part of it, we're redoing our presentation of this. So, for example, I'll go over here to cellular metabolism in module two. So right now you have all of this up here with the index of parts, but what we're going to be doing, and again, if you're not aware of this, under your membership board on the right-hand side, you'll see where they have these little green arrows. And every time you see that, you can click it and it goes down. So if you're trying to go back and forth in between different modules, this is a great way to do it. So I'm going to see if I can get into cellular metabolism or the overview. Well, there you go. So, and the way it's done is you get your audios, videos, slides, and transcripts. You can download them. You can print out the slides and transcripts. That's what I do. And then I put them into the binder that I received. If you did not receive a binder, and it's basically a really big, huge binder, but it has tabs and page separators for each of the different modules. So I print out the slides and then I just put it there. And so as I'm listening to the, if I'm listening to the audio or watching the video, I'll make notes and highlight, and then I put that into my binder. And so it all starts out with a progress checklist. Again, I print that out. I print out the learning objectives. You do the pretest, and the pretest is not graded. In fact, it says right on there, I mean, this is so not graded that you actually get the test, the scores, the answers right there. So this is just a way for us to see, or for you to see what you know. We do look at them because we want to make sure that people, we're not making it too hard, but also we're not making it too easy. And then after the pretest, then you have the core content. You'll see different things within different modules and core content. Some of them will just be the audio and the different parts to it. Some of them will have charts and graphs and so forth that you can print out. And I'll go to another one I know has that. And again, I print a lot of that out and put that in my binder. So after you go through each of these different parts, you will get the advanced topics and references. And these are just ways that you can continue to learn. We'll always be adding more things as we learn more things and find something that we feel is really essential to help you learn, and we'll put them here. So we'll have videos, flashcards, articles, things like that. And then we have next steps on there because you've learned all this information and sometimes you go, okay, now what do I do with it? And that's what this is. They're kind of action steps. So review the major hormones, explore the advanced topics, incorporate the hormone harmonizing diet and lifestyle factors into your own life and teach them to your clients and your family members. I know what a lot of people do is they'll take pieces of this, and if you've got a website or a blog or something like that, they'll take pieces of this information and they'll create a blog post out of it. And then they, you know, they share that, you know, they'll create the blog post and then they'll share that on Facebook. And, you know, it's just a great way to build your area and level of expertise in front of other people. So that people get to know you and what you know. And so by the time, if you haven't already created a program, then when you do that, people are going to be familiar with you and your level of knowledge and expertise, and they're going to be ready to hop on that bandwagon and work with you. And then the next thing you do after that is go to the module exam. Now this is what you're going to start to be seeing is different. So this is what you're going to be seeing on the top of every different section is this checklist. So in top of the index of parts, it'll probably say something like read the progress checklist, go through the learning objectives, do the pretest, and after you do it each time, then you click this off, and that will help you as you move along. And so our exams are now going to be here. There was, and we found out that there were a few issues when they brought it over from the exam professor that we were using. The joys of working at home. And so just so you know, you're going to start seeing the exams here rather than the way you have been via exam professor up here. So this will start to go away pretty quickly, within the next few months at least. So I'm going to stop for a moment there and see if anybody has any questions.
Hi, Lynn.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how long after you graduate this content is available?
It's always available. Always, always.
Okay.
One of the nice things is it is all downloadable. So
yes, I have been downloading everything to my Dropbox, but just in case
I miss. Nope, it's always there.
Okay.
And yeah, you bet. And we're going to always be adding content. So because it's the learning is always changing.
Yes.
Great question. Thank you for asking that. I'm trying to find one of the core contents that has some extra information here. Okay, so this one here, we've got charts and diagrams. So again, this is just showing you each of the different modules will have more. So again, you can print this out and it'll make it easier as you study. And, you know, when you're working with people, sometimes it's nice to have these bigger diagrams that you can share with people. And it also helps you as you're trying to understand and learn more about them. So you can, those are the types of things that we'll have. They'll either show up there or, let's see, maybe I'll go to macronutrients next. Or maybe they'll have a reference point underneath it. Oh, this one isn't. How far is everybody on here?
I'm getting ready to take the test on the module 3.
Great. Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah. Scary.
Well, just so you know, we don't, the purpose of the tests we have is not to weed people out. That's why we give you several, we give you 3 times to pass it. If you take it and you're like, wow, I really need to study that more. Or if you really have questions about the answers, the questions and answers, reach out to us. And because I've done that where I've set up study times with people. I'm also in the process there. That's what I was looking for. I'm also in the process of putting kind of study modules together to help people. I know Shonda was creating something and a space where people can have time to study. And so I'm taking that and doing something else, that idea, and kind of trying to create something else. So know that we are trying to do this, because as wonderful it is as having something self-paced, sometimes we can just put it off because there are other things that seem to require our attention more frequently and more fires that need to be put out. And so this might get set aside. And so we're trying to create more ways to sustain that self-paced atmosphere, but with some type of accountability. So if you have any ideas or suggestions, or if you've been in other programs that you really liked how they did it, please feel free to let me know.
No, it's great. I just, as a suggestion, if anyone is just on 1 and 2, when you get to module 3, and then when you look at module 4, I wouldn't give yourself too much time in between, let's say, like the carbohydrates and protein and the fats, because you want to kind of spend time. Otherwise, you have to go back and relearn, and which is, you know, just validating your education in the, you know, it gives you a little bit more purpose to go back and if you didn't know what you were learning. But it almost feels like you have to give yourself time to do all of it in one chunk to really put it together. Yep. So just a suggestion to everyone that's going to be facing the module 3.
I completely agree. And, you know, part of that pacing out, so I homeschooled my kids, and what we did was we took whatever it was we were studying and we wrote down on the calendar what it was we were going to study. So if you wrote down in your calendar, I'm going to be studying module 3 protein. And maybe you do that, that's all you do that week, but you write down on there and then the time amount you're going to be doing. So you're going to be doing 30 minutes every day. Because if we don't schedule that out, life will schedule it for us. And
right.
So it's really, I so appreciate you bringing that up. It's really important that we schedule the time to study something that it's important to us and to those that we're going to be helping.
Right. I just started before Christmas, and then I took the time off for the holidays, and I felt like, oh my gosh, I got to go relearn everything somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just going to solidify the information, but I just, as a FYI,
yeah,
don't give yourself too much break in between until you finish the chapter, you know, the module.
Right. And what's really nice is this is always there. So even if you're in module 4, 5, 6, whatever, you can go back and revisit it. Or if you're working with somebody and you're like, wow, what did they say in that macronutrients module on fats? And so you can go back and look at it.
Yeah, and it's really great because next week I have to start writing this program that I'm going to do for this Polish market, and actually it's going to be on inflammation. So it gives you a lot of information how you can put the protocol with all the fats, because, you know, people primarily are in the pro-inflammatory state with their diet choices. So you can go back and really focus on the foods that are necessary to be in. To get the inflammation down. So it's very interesting.
It is. And, you know, so for example, on that, we have a program called Eat Your Way Out of Pain, and you have access to all of this. And
right.
I mean, there's just so much information here that is at your disposal. And this is just on the fats. So that's just something for you to know. And so then here you see the done for you resources. So if you go there, here you get to see which are the resources that we've done for you and you can use with your clients. They're editable. So, you know, if you wanted to talk to somebody about really making sure they're hydrated, you know, people are like, oh, drinking water, how boring. So if this gives you information on that, and so you can take that, you can put your name, your banner, whatever. You can edit if you want other questions or other information on there. All we ask is that you have one of these two footers on there on the bottom of the page. So these are all resources on water. There's the fats, and there's protein and carbohydrates that you can use with your clients. And that's all we ask, is that you take this piece here and put that on there.
Okay.
So,
yep.
There you go. Again, we have the advanced topics and references, next steps, final exam. Right now, this is the way the final exam looks for most people. You come here and you log in. And it has the tests that are available for you to take. And then one thing, as long as we still have some tests that are on here, a couple of things. One, make sure, so like this is IRS-PT Module 2. And I know some people they see the Module 2 and they connect the dot that this is Module 2 in the INE program. And start it and realize once they get started on it, it's like, wait, what is this? This isn't right. So I wanted to point that out. The other piece is sometimes when you're taking an exam, you're like, the answer isn't there. But if we put more than fits just on this screen, that look for this little scroll bar on the side. And that means there's more answers. And then the third piece is sometimes you have to be really careful with your cursor to get it into the little bubble piece. I'm not techie. I couldn't tell you why. I just know sometimes, because some people are like, you know, I kept trying to pick the right answer and it wouldn't let me. And you have to be like really careful at sliding that arrow in there and then clicking it. So that's my experience with that. Okay. Any questions about doing the modules themselves right now? Okay. I'm going to take that as a, it's good. Let's see. I don't think there is anything else in there. No. So resources, again, that's where you, for now, that's where you're going to find your post-test and exam login. Your login information is the same as what you use for the NEPT to log in here. Now, if you ever change your password or anything like that for NEPT, know that it is not going to change your exam professor login. So that always stays like that. There's your CMDS resources. You have the ability, once you get into the digestive module, that is a certification course on its own. So you have the ability to go through and do that certification separate from your NEPT certification. And I know many people, that's what they're doing. So technically, by the time, at least at this point, this is what you get to graduate from, is with three certifications. You get the digestive mastery certification, you get the insulin resistant certification, and the nutritional endocrinology certification. Sorry, thought I had shut my phone off, and apparently I hadn't. Okay. And so, you know, here's under Advanced Testing Mastery, which is one of the tools within the Digestive Mastery Program. You've got all this information on, you know, your organic acids and all of that here. So that's what's in the CMDS resources. So if you're looking specifically for that, that's there. It's in here. It's also here. IRSPT, that's your certification there. NEPT resources. There's a document we have where you can put in your information. It's just a way for us to get to know you better. There's the help. I didn't mean to hit that. We have the health tracker. It's a Excel, so it opens up separate, so I'm not going to do that right here. But if you haven't already gone to the health tracker, I encourage you to. Lab resources, this is where you get to do things. You learn about setting up your own accounts. And that's what this is here, lab ordering for NEPT practitioners. It has all the instructions on how to set up your own account so that you can share that with your clients, and you can get the results back and everything. So those are the ones so far. We're working with Precision Analyticals, who has the Dutch test on that one. You'll see in some of the instructions, I'll go back there, where they say, you know, you need to fill out such and such a form. Well, that's what this is here. Meridian Valley has one, and LCAT has one. And this is just kind of an explanation of what all the different labs are and what they do. And I think that's it on that page. Let me see, I can get you a kind of an example. Have any of you used the health tracker yet? Yes? No? I'm taking it. That's a no. I know you've heard Dr. Rita Marie talk about it, if you've been to any of the calls lately. No, okay. I'll give you an example of it. I have it in my Google Drive, so I don't have to open up a separate window, and it doesn't always work so well with that. Let's see, here we go. So this is what this looks like. This is what I use when I work with people. So you get that getting to know you form, and you just start populating this. And you put in, you know, all the things that they're trying to work on and what their vision is, any symptoms, things like that. There's a symptom tracker where you can put down, you know, what their symptoms are and any other notes. If you have them do the symptom assessment sheets, here's a place where you can put that and it'll change colors. So, there. And that will give you an idea of things to look for. You have a place to put their supplements when they first come to you. Any that you suggest to them while they're there, or if you say, you know, maybe we should stop doing that one for a while and see how you do. If they're on any medications that's there, any other lifestyle things like heart math or rebounding or whatever, that can go there. If they give you an, if you do have them do any journaling, like a diet diary, you can put some of that information in there. If there's specific diet plans that you want them to do, you can do that there. And you can see all the bottom here. What the thing people really like the most, though, is the lab results. And you, again, you probably have seen this before. So you put the date down and you just go through and you start filling it in, and certain numbers are going to have certain colors. We have the ideal range and the lab range. So if something is within lab range but outside of our ideal range, it'll show up here. So you can see here, this is 9.1. That's not within the ideal range, but it's within lab range. Green is if it's good. This kind of goldenrod, marigold color here, it's both without, it's not within ideal range, and it's not within the lab range. So then you see these colors and you go, okay, well, what does that mean? So go way over here, and here's the interpretation. So you go here and say, okay, the ideal range is 13 to 18, and this person had a 4, so they're low. So what's going on? Well, they might have some malabsorption, some liver dysfunction, maybe a low protein diet. They're not eating enough protein. So some things to suggest from that, maybe do an HCL challenge, make sure they take digestive enzymes, and anything you can do to optimize their digestion. And so again, this is just something people really are looking at and finding great value in within their practice. And there's both an international and a US. So if you have some clients that are outside of the US and they bring you ranges that are different, you can put the numbers in here. And what it does is it'll convert it to US numbers. Especially if you're going to be talking to Dr. Rita Marie, that really helps her out. And then you'll get some more lab explanations here on this next. So you can see I've put some things in under their lab results, and you go here, it kind of defines it. So again, 1 is outside optimal range, 2 is in pathological range. So you start looking for the 2s. All right. Oh, look, that means they might have low calcium. You know, they might have low iron. It's just another way to really learn more about what's going on within their body and help them out. So that's my Google Drive version of the health tracker. So I download one each time from I download one of these each time I have a new client, and then I keep them in my Google Drive, but you can do whatever you want to with it. And then if you're getting closer and you want to know certification, there's that too. Okay. You're welcome, Annette. And I am almost done. we've done most of the stuff that is most important, I think, unless anybody else had any other questions.
I have a question, Lynn. Yes. So I'm getting ready for this, I guess, NEPT open coaching or lab review, not lab review, I forget what it is, but it's a case, presenting case. Mm-hmm. So which software should I use to get the information to the conference to Dr. Rita Marie? Should I put it in this particular one that you just showed to us, or the one that I uploaded the information and send it to you, and you had the information from like the blood chemistry software? Which one is the one that I should be?
Okay, so if you're going to do a full-blown case, so you're going to fill out all the explanation about what they're eating, any past presentiments, things like that, along with maybe you have two or three or however many tests from them. So again, correct, go under resources at the very bottom. It says study submission form and uploader.
I did that. Yeah, okay. That's the one that I put in. I just didn't know if Dr. Rita Marie prefers that in the other software that you just showed to us.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, she. If you have labs and you've done the blood chemistry software, so I would do that and the health tracker. She does really like the health tracker.
Okay, I will do that then. Okay. Thank you for the information.
Thank you for that. We have both a blood sugar balancing presentation in a box and a gut healing presentation in a box. So if you're going to be doing a community presentation, this is where you're going to really make use of these. They are editable. And so you, again, they're a PowerPoint presentation. So you can edit them, put your own graphics or whatever in there for it. And so along with this, you also have the transcript. So you know what she said while she was making this PowerPoint presentation. And that's really good, again, as you're trying to build your business. Okay. You're welcome, Jenny. If you have any questions, let us know. And then the glucose testing resources page, again, if you're coaching somebody through the Sweet Spot program, these are references that might help you, you know, with the glucose meter and tracking and conversion charts, understanding glucose and insulin patterns. So there's all of these, you know, if you feel like they need some additional testing, here's lab testing for insulin resistance and blood sugar dysregulation. Now, I do want you to know that if you are not to that point yet, so let's say you've only got up to module 3 open to you, you won't see some of these things. They come open to you when you get to that point in your course offerings, but I want you to see that you have them. You will get them. Bulletin board. We have Student Hall of Fame. You can see what other people that are in NEPT are doing, and you can add yourself there as well. It's a Google spreadsheet, so you can see, you know, where they did things, whether they're on radio shows, if they've done summits, other schooling they've done, their websites if you want to learn more, email addresses. So again, you can go through here and add yourself to it as well. Let's see. And support, we've got the Facebook pages. If you know you are not going to be able to be on a call, but you want to be, this is where you're going to submit the questions ahead of time. And I go through that area and make sure that all the questions that people have submitted ahead of time are there. If you have any technical assistance, it's right there. Events. This is where you're going to find the Shine Conference and the Pet Practitioner Retreats. We've got videos and slides and things like that. And then bonuses. If you've been in CMDS, IRSPT, or any PT, this is where your bonuses are going to be. I show all of them just because I help people with from all years. So you will only see the year that you're in. So if you joined up this summer, your bonuses will show up here. Bonuses are generally given 60 to 90 days after you've joined. And then you'll start to see those come up there. We usually send you out an email ahead of time. All right. I did the last part kind of quick because I know it was taking a little bit longer, but I wanted to make sure that I covered as much as you might need. Do you have any questions? If you want to talk, just open up, unmute yourself, or type in the chat, and I'll be happy to help you out. Are all of you, have you gotten access to the blood chemistry software yet? I know I contacted them again three weeks ago.
I haven't yet, but I'm using the generic one.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if it's okay for me to just keep loading other people's blood work in there or not.
Sure. Yeah, if that's working. I'll check again. Usually you'll get a welcome email from them.
Yeah, I did not.
You have not. That's really strange.
I contacted them, I think, a week and a half ago, and they said they never received any information from you, which was kind of weird. But I, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Gosh, I wonder if it went in their spam. I'll call them again. I emailed them before. I'll call them this time and make sure. So watch for that coming up. You'll get a welcome email from them.
Okay. Last question before, I know other people probably have other questions. What's the better choice, in your opinion, for the BioHealth Laboratories has the Adreno with the HPA axis, and the Dutch test has a different type of a testing. So if you're looking at the benefit for a client, what's the difference? I mean, I look at the Dutch testing and I think it's just much more superior. In my opinion, you get a lot more information. Why would you want to use the BioHealth saliva test?
The saliva does show some different parts to it. And in fact, I think they just changed it up again. I know Dr. Trancatella just did a presentation with us a couple weeks ago on how they've changed their adrenal.
Yeah, I have been tested, actually. I did call and I got the HPA access testing. So I guess I will let you know.
They are changing it up. But saliva tells us things that urine doesn't and vice versa. There's also the cost. It's less expensive. Right. And some people, that's all they really need to work with is that portion of it. So if they don't need to have all the other metabolites and everything from the Dutch test, then I do it. And some people just are more comfortable spitting into a bottle than urinating on something. So, yes.
I have a person that doesn't want to spit. It grosses them.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So you never know. But I was speaking to a new lady, new client, potential client, and she definitely has heavy androgen.
Well, then you're going to want to do the Dutch test.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. And that's what it comes down to, is you're looking at the different things you want to do with somebody. If they've got, like you said, androgen problems or other estrogen type problems, then doing the Dutch test makes more sense, at least to me.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome. Great question. Anybody else? Making sure I didn't miss anything. on the chat. I know a few people had to leave. I apologize for becoming a little more long-winded there. There's just so much here. And that's why some people come almost every month, because there's just so much there. And much like you were saying, when you study, you know, you almost have to go back and restudy. And so that's what happens here, is that people come back because it's like relearning everything that's here. And we have been known to change things up a little bit. So it's a great place to come back and kind of have that touchstone on what all is available to you. There's just so much information out there, and we're all just information geeks. And we try to give you a hub here, like central station for all that information.
No, it's really, really great. I'm very grateful that I found you guys. So thank
you. Yes. Oh, goes back to you. We're appreciative of having you here too.
Thanks.
Yeah. I love all your activity on the Facebook page. I've kind of not been as active as I usually am over the last couple of weeks. I'm actually in the process of, like I said before, building up my business. And so towards that end, I'm putting together a kind of a little interview series, and it takes time. So yes. I have more of an appreciation for things that Dr. Rita Marie does, and anybody else that does this type of thing to build up their business. So
Dr. Rita Marie is amazing. She is so busy. Like, oh my gosh, she just blows everybody.
Yeah, I know. Wow. I know. Yeah. I completely agree.
Inspiration. But,
you know, it's,
for sure.
It is. But you know, she's in a different place in her life.
Yes.
And so she's created these support structures in her life to help her with that. And so that's an example to me of what, you know, if this is my goal, what do I need to support that goal?
No, absolutely. I just, I love all the information that I'm learning over here. It's just like relearning a lot of the, I can't say really mistakes, but the misinformation, I guess, and the incomplete information that I've been using. So it's just really polishing this, my practice. So it's great.
Excellent. Good.
Thank you, Lynn.
You're very welcome. Okay. Well, if nobody else has any more questions, then I will stop here, and then we'll maybe see you next month, or we'll see you on another call.
Great.
All right.
Take care. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.